जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी। यमुना तीरावन जारी। राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोदर सिद्ध श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय श्यामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय गंधरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय चैताय गौर प्रेमानंदी नहीं। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, text chapter 29, text 55. Chapter entitled Talk Between Narada and King Prachinibhari. Sattvam vichakshara mruga cheshti atmanovantas Vichakshara mruga cheshti atmanovantas चित्तं नियच्च हृदि कर्णधुनी च चित्ते जयानं आश्रमं असत्तं युद्धगाथां गातुं प्रणीयहं सशरणं विरमक्रमेण सत्वं विचक्ष मृगचेष्टितात्मनो अन्तः अंतस् चित्तं नियच्च हृदि कर्णधुनीं च चित्ते जयनंगाश्रमं असत्तं यूतगाथं प्रणीयहं सशरणं विरमक्रमेण ಸತಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷ ಮೃಗಚೇಷ್ಟಿತಾತ್ಮನೋ ಅಂತಃ ಚಿತ್ತ ನಿಯಚ್ಚ ಹೃದಿ ಕರ್ಣಧ್ವನಿಂ ಚ ಚಿತ್ತೇ ಜಯನಗಾಶ್ರಮಮಸತ್ತಂ ಯೂತಗಾಥ ಪ್ರಿಣೀಹಿ ಹಂಸ ಶರಣಂ ಚಿರಂ ವರಮೇಣ. ತ್ವಂ ಯು ವಿಚಕ್ಷ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ಮೃಗ ಚೇಷ್ಟಿತಾಂ ದ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿಯರ್ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂತ ವಿಧೀನ್ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ನಿಯಚ್ಚ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ ಹೃದಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಕರ್ಣಧ್ವನಿಂ ಆರಲ್ ರಿಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಿತ್ತ ಅಂಟು ದ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಜಹಿ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಅಂಗನ ಆಶ್ರಮಂ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಸತ್ತಮ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅಬಾಮಿನೇಬಲ್ ಯೂತಗಾಥಂ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವುಮೆನ್ ಪ್ರಿಣಿಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಹಂಸ ಶರಣಂ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ವಿರಾಮ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುಲಿ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್. My dear king, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planet by fruitive activity. Give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated soul. In this way, please give up your attraction for material existence. Purport. In one of his songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur writes, Karma kanda jnana kanda kevala vishera bhanda amruta baliya eva khaye nana yoni sada phire kadrayo bhakshana kare tara jalma adhapati yaye Fruitive activity and material speculation are simply cup of poison. Whoever drink of them, thinking them to be nectar, must struggle very hard, life after life, in different type of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and become condemned by his activity of so-called sense enjoyment. People are generally enamored by the fruitive result of worldly activity and mental speculation. They generally desire to be promoted to heavenly planet, merge into existence of Brahman, or keep themselves in the midst of family life, and enchanted by the pleasure of the tongues and genital. The great sage Narada clearly instructing Bharishman not to remain his entire life in the Grahastha ashram. Being in the Grahastha ashram means being under the control of one's wife. One has to give all this and put himself under the ashrama of the Paramahamsa, that is, put himself under the control of the spiritual master. The Paramahamsa Sharanam is the ashram of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whom the spiritual master has taken shelter. The symptom of the bona fide spiritual master are stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21. Tasmat Guru Prapadeta Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishnata Brahmani Upasamasramam. Any person who is seriously desirous of achieving real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scripture by deliberation and argument, and thus he is able to convince others of this conclusion. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material consideration, are to be understood as a bona fide spiritual master. A Paramahamsa is one who has taken shelter of the Paramahamsa, Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one takes shelter of the Paramahamsa spiritual master, gradually through training and instruction, he will become detached from worldly life and ultimately return home back to Godhead. The particular mention of the Ananga Ashramam Asattama Yuta Gatam is very interesting. The whole world is in the clutches of Maya, being controlled by a woman. Not only is one controlled by a woman who is one's wife, but one is also controlled by so many sex literature. That is the cause of one's being entangled in the material world. One cannot give up this abominable association through one's own effort, but if one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who is a Paramahamsa, he will gradually be elevated to the platform of spiritual life. The pleasing word of the Vedas that inspire one to elevate oneself to the heavenly planet or merge into the existence of Brahman are for the less intelligent, who are described in Bhagavad Gita as Maya Aparata Jnana, those whose knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy. Real knowledge means understanding the miserable condition of material life. One should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual liberated soul, the spiritual master, and gradually elevate himself to the spiritual platform and thus become detached from the material world. So I will read afterward one more page is there. I'll discuss something. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणगुणातं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललित श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरतिषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय हरे कृष्णा सो आई रीडिंग डिस्कशन बिटवीन नारद मुनि एंड किंग प्राचीन भारी लास्ट वर्स वी सॉ हाउ नारद मुनि गिविंग एनालॉजी ऑफ अ डियर And in this verse, Narada Muni is summarizing the point of that analogy. So, he is describing that give up all desire for sensual pleasure, by fruitive activity, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by taking shelter through the taking shelter of spiritual master. So this last purport is, as I read, real knowledge means understanding the miserable condition of material life. One should take shelter of bona fide liberated soul, the spiritual master, and gradually elevate himself to the spiritual platform, and thus become detached from the material world. So, there are different phrases given this verse, we will try to discuss. Mrigacheshtita means activity of a deer. He is explaining how the deer is very absorbed in eating grass in the garden and is, what do you call, enjoying the pleasant atmosphere of the humming of bees, but is unaware that there is a danger for her life. There is a tiger in front of him and there is a hunter behind the deer, but is unaware that it is threatened from all sides. Similarly, the materialistic people, this is the condition of materialistic people. They are unaware of the danger of life. Therefore, mruga means, one of the meaning of the mruga means searching after. Searching after sense gratification. So, the living entity, or jiva, they are searching after sense gratification in this material world. There was 11th canto, there is a beautiful verse, very important verse, that is said, Maya mrugam dhait ipsit anvadhavat vande mahapurushate charanarvinda. तक्ता सुदुस्तुजा सुरेप्सिता राज्य लक्ष्मी धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यत आग्दारण्यम माया मृगम दैत इप्सित अन्वधावात वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम. सो दिस वर्स रेफर टू Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How the living entity are running after, searching after this illusory happiness, Maya Amruga. How Lord Ramachandra was running after this Marichi, the illusory deer. For what? Daita Ipsita. Because Mother Sita had desire. Let us say, let us take this deer to Ayodhya. Because Daita means very, very dear. So Sita fulfilled Sita's desire to please Sita, Lord Ramchandra ran after this Maya Mruga. Similar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Daita also one of the meaning is Daya, means out of compassion, he is also running after of this Mruga. Who is the Mruga? Living entity. The living entity who is searching after sense enjoyment or material happiness in this world, to save them, is running after them. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful. You know, Krishna says, Yatha mam prapadyante tam tatayo bhajamyam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one step ahead. He is running after, not only running after, he wants to embrace them or plunge them in the ocean of happiness. So similarly, 11th canto also, there is a Avadhuta Brahmana. He is giving account of 24 gurus. One of the gurus is a deer. So this deer is very attracted by the sweet music of a hunt, allured by the sweet music, and therefore the hunter uses that technique. He plays sweet music, and the deer become allured and get captured or get killed. Similarly, the lesson is that don't be attracted by the worldly music. Sometimes even devotee also, they have some experience in previous life or before becoming devotee. So they have some lingering, some attachment. Grame grita na srunayat. One should not hear grame music, cinema song, Prabhupada. So, how a devotee has to check, time to time has to check his advancement in the spiritual life. Where is his consciousness? Where is his attachment? Because how much I am becoming detached from material enjoyment. Introspective. A devotee has to be introspective. You have to check, not just go on doing thing mechanically. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagratayami. Or introspective sage or a devotee is always alert. Jai Sri Radha Vandavan Chandra Ki Jai. You know, like a Sita Pragya is always search insight. He is not run after the senses or sense gratification. Forgetting oneself, one's real identity, but searching after the sense pleasure. He is very alert. A devotee has to be very introspective. He has to check his motivation again and again. And that is means they are going deeper inside. That is the meaning of डेफिनेशन ऑफ प्योर भक्ति अन्याभिलाषिता शून्य ज्ञान कर्मा ध्यानावृतम. दिस कर्मकांड नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर से कर्मकांड वेरी वेरी स्वीट टू हियर द प्रोमिसेस ऑफ द वैदिक बेनेडिक्शन वैदिक कर्मकांड सेक्शन. यामिमां पुष्पितां वाच प्रवदन्ति अव्यपस्थिता वेदवादरता पाथ नन्यत अस्तित्ववादिन. The Buddha said, this is a poisonous tree of, flower of poisonous tree, the benediction of Vedas, which promises the heavenly planets, good birth, heavenly enjoyment. It is like a poisonous. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, kevala vishayara bhanda. For devotee, it is poison. Some people are very attracted. They want to go to heaven, swarga. But, as I was saying that, anukulena, a devotee has to consciously perform his activity in devotional service. He has to see that, Is my activity giving pleasure to Lord? Is my activity for Krishna's, I am doing for Krishna's pleasure? Therefore, not just formality, doing any seva or any activity, but is for, is I am doing for Krishna's pleasure. So where do we, a devotee has to be very conscious. Therefore, we see in a Vedic, rituals, there is always a sankalpa. Before performing any activity, they just would take a sankalpa. Any yajna, any ceremony, which sankalpa. Similarly, before beginning any activity, one should take a sankalpa. Just like if you are beginning to chant, one is sit for chanting. We should remind ourselves that I am doing this for Krishna's pleasure. So if you are conscious, then you will chant properly. You know that I am doing it for Krishna's pleasure. So any activity, any seva, before you have like a, make a sankalpa like that. Otherwise, it will become just formality. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Shrama eva hi kevalam. If Krishna is not pleased, what is sloka? Dharma sanishtita apamsa visvakshe nagarin. Not padyati rati shrama heva kevalam. If you did not develop any ruchi or taste for the service we perform, then it is shrama heva kevalam. One more phrase is given here. Karna dhuni chachitte. Karna dhuni. One of the meaning of dhuni is a river also. Yet Prabhupada is the oral reception. The river of hearing. So, just like we see Swaradhuni. Swaradhuni is a river Ganga. Flowing. So, our river flows. The river of hearing. But we have to reverse that hearing into riddhi, inside the heart. Because the natural inclination of the senses is to flow outward, outside, for sense objects. So karna dhuni means, karna means all senses, not just ears. So that, what is that river? River of Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana, singing, hearing about Krishna, that we have to hear, take inside in the depth of the heart, not just let it flow, our senses let it flow anywhere. We have to direct our flow of the river inside. The example given of श्रीमद् गीता भागवत गीता ऑफ द टर्टाइज कछुआ वेन एवर रिक्वायर्ड यू लेट लूज द सेंसेस अगेन यू टू विदड्रॉ इट देयरफॉर एज मच एज रिक्वायर्ड इंडल्ज इन सेंसेस अदरवाइज यू टू विदड्रॉ इट देयरफॉर यू सेड दैट गिव अप द प्लेजर ऑफ हियरिंग अपॉन promises of Vedic promotion to Swarga by fruitive activity. There are many sections of the Vedas which promises us heavenly pleasure. So we are looking very very nice to hear it, very pleasing to hear. But it is for devotees it is useless. But for some people actually, it has some importance for some people, at least to slowly elevate them. For a devotee, Narada Muni is explained to Bachin Bhari that this karma kanda, this heavenly promises is useless. So, next phrase is asa. As I explained, the promises of Vedas promise apama soma amrutam abhuma. We drink the soma ras and we become immortal. So this is the heavenly planet, there is Nandan Kanan garden. There are so much promises. But this all Vedas are dealing with three gunas. This all the pleasure attended to three gunas, actually not pleasure. Because one bound by and become take life for life, we have to take birth again and again. Because even though if one goes to Swarga, again has to come back. Therefore, Tregunya Vishaya Veda, Nestregunya Bhava Arjuna. Krishna says, told Arjuna, big transcendental three gunas, big three-pound dualities. So therefore, but nowadays, people are so dull, they don't think about Swarga also nowadays. They are so dull, they have become so attracted to material sense enjoyment, they become so captured by the allurement of senses. So they don't think about Swarga also. Therefore, next verse is Asangam Asramam. Asattama, he said that Asangam is woman, Asram is group of women, and a living entity that's attracted by sense gratification, sense enjoyment, and therefore so much discussion about this sense enjoyment in this material world, woman and sense, so much literature, so much songs, cinema, songs, and so much discussion. So we say that asattama is अति कामुका आचार्य से यूथ गाथाम दैट ग्रुप ऑफ अंत वाट दे गाथा दे डू दिस गायन ऑफ दिस टॉपिक्स देयरफॉर ही सेड दैट वन शुड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ दिस परमहंस स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर वाट इज दैट हंस शरणम विराम क्रमेण विवारम यू वन टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. What is the qualification of spiritual master? He said that Brahmani Upasrama Asrayam, he has taken shelter of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Lord. And Nishnata, Shabde Parechi Nishnata. He is very, Shabde Parechi Nishnata. Nishnata means He is very expert in scriptural knowledge, conclusion of the scripture. This qualification, that is his qualification. Therefore, tasmad guru prabhateta. One should take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, as I was saying, how Prahlad Maharaj also says, Putra Sita Surti Sukha Murgaturushni Rupa. வேதம் கலேவரம் அசிச்சிருஜம் விரோகா நிர்வித்தியத்தை அப்பித்தோ வித்வான் காமானலம் மதுலவை சமயந்துராபை. He said, where is happiness in the material world? Just like Murgatrushni Rupa. You heard of Murgatrushni. Now deer is searching happiness or searching water in the desert. There is no water in the desert. But because of sun's reflection, the deer think that there is water and run after that water. Similarly, in this material world, where is happiness in material world? There is no happiness. This body also, Vedam Kalevaram Ashesha Ruja Viroha, is a generating unlimited roga or diseases, this body also. Therefore, this Vidvan, this great soul, the philosopher, get learned people, they also know it, but still they run after the same sense enjoyment. Kamanam madhulavai shamayan durape, because for them very difficult to control their senses. Deva Prahlad Maharaj said, tat prayasana kartavyam yat ayu vayam param. Prayasa, one should not do endeavor for that which one cannot get any happiness, is only the waste of time and vaya, is our lifetime, waste of time and our energy. He said, yato tato yateta kushalam kshemaya bhamasrita. What is kshema? One should know what is our real shema, real auspiciousness. And endeavor for that. Yet, tato yatet kushalam kshemaya bhavam asrita. Shariram paurusham yavan navyapadyeta pushkalam. Because this body is going to fall. As long as our body is stout and strong, one should endeavor for becoming detached from this material world. Everybody is very much entangled. Shankaracharya says, bala tavat kida sakta taruna tavat tarune rakta vuddha tavat chinta amagna pare brahmani kopena sakta. Childhood, we are attracted, we are attached to children are attached to playing. Kida. Taruna tava taruni sakta. Young boys or girls, they are attracted to each other. They are asakta and they become attached to each other. Rakta. And Buddha tavat chinta magna. As old people, they are very much, what do you call? Chinta magna. So they are explaining how Narada Muni will become detached from this material attachment and take the vanaprastha ashram. After certain age, one has to become detached from our worldly attachment. Therefore, you see that Pachini Bhari, when he heard this knowledge, he immediately left. He just left the instruction for his son to come back and take charge of the kingdom, just left. So, this is very important. One has to become detached. If you want to go back to Godhead. So, this is Vanaprastha stage. We see that even after they are retired from their work, they have performed their all responsibility to their family, still they are become attached. They remain attached. Actually, what is Vanaprastha? Vanaprastha means become fully we have to become fully absorbed as much as possible in Krishna. We see that how after this stage also people are still attached to their children or their grandchildren. Now one should think that I have performed my duty, I have done everything, now I will just absorb myself in Krishna's service. I will do whatever seva I have. Vanaprastha means, because Prabhupada explained in Prabhupada that nowadays we cannot go to forest. So we can remain home, but just remain home, just go evening or just take rest or other time you should just absorb. Not कि बच्चों को स्कूल में भी छोड़ना है, बच्चे का शादी का भी चिंता, मतलब पोते का शादी का चिंता करना है, उनका सबको चिंता नहीं. यू शुड नॉट बी एंग्शियस, दे विल डू एवरीथिंग नाउ, यू परफॉर्म योर ड्यूटी, यू नो, अदरवाइज विल बिकम अ कैलाश. धृतराष्ट्र एक्सप्लेन टू सॉरी युधरा टेल टू धृतराष्ट्र दैट व्हाई यू आर लिविंग लाइक so a shameful life in this life. Because Shastra explained that when one became a person in the home, he stopped earning money, then house is a member, family member does not respect them, like old bull, you know, old bull did not working, they did not respect them. Similarly, when we become old, family people, they don't respect so much. There is some exception, but this is the normal. So andhapureva badhira vanda bhagyascha samprata visirna danta mandagni saraga kapavutvahan. He says you are blind from birth. Andhapureva badhira, now you become cannot hear also. Your smaran shakti, your memory also become gone. Visirna danta mandagni, your teeth are falling and the digestion has also gone. Mandagni. Saraga kapavudvahan, and the ragas are coming, kapavudvahan. So just give up, he says. Rajan nikammeta shigram pashyam bhayam agata. That just live this family life, because pascha bhaya agata, like just like a deer is always threatened by the hunter and the tiger. Similarly, time is like sword is hanging over here. So one has to become detached slowly, you know, gradually, kramena virama, by taking shelter of the spiritual master. So this is very important. Where we are grahastha, brahmachari, where we are, we have to see that are we becoming detached from this attraction of material enjoyment. And by hearing from spiritual master, this river of hearing going inside, antarudhi, chitta niyachcha antarudhi, when become slowly, we have to be detached from the material world and not attracted by the flowery promises of the Vedas. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question for 2 minutes there? Wow. Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for such enlightening class.
Really?
What is the secret of you are being so consistently serving their lordships in spite of so many external upheavals?
You learn by passing of time. What is your question, sir?
What is the secret of your such consistency in your services.
Just in last class also I said, if you want to become focused in spiritual life, take one service and do it sincerely. You know, because we are become very tempted. If you do this, you will get some result. If you do this, some get result. So become tempted, want to do that. We think that we'll get some prestige or we'll get some advancement. We'll get some mercy. But mercy is in any service if you do it properly. So whatever you want to do, take one service and do it properly. Because life is very short. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.